So we're back at Tetanati, and today we're chilling with someone who has an eye for beauty. Who wants to expose and promote beauty for black women, right? Yeah,
the subliminal beauty.
What do you mean by subliminal beauty?
It's subliminal. It's something that's not attractive, like it's just plain.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay,
so we just wanna like give people a different look, a different feel, of what beauty is.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, like we, as people, we don't have the same, you know, let's say like the beauty is within the beholder.
Yeah, true.
And
true.
There's just people. Let me just say, everything is beautiful,
mm-hmm.
but it just depends on the person, on how you view.
Okay. No.
The beauty.
I think I get what you say.
You know?
Okay, but we're gonna get deep into it and the subliminal beauty stuff. So with Women's Month or Women's Day coming, you know?
Yeah.
I felt like it would be a dope thing to actually invite you and for us to come and talk about women, you know, like the beauty of women, like black women especially, you know what I mean? So before we start with everything, I usually like my guests to like intro themselves for anyone who might be listening who doesn't know them. So my boy, take over to you, my man.
I'm Letabo Waga Rapu. And I'm a photographer. I'm a creative director for Black Creative. So Black Creative, it's a company owned by two individuals. We're from Tembisa.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to show people Black Creative, like the beautiful side, like the exquisite side of Africa.
Yeah.
So this journey started when...
Hey, wait, we're going to get into it. We're going to get
cool,
into it.
Cool.
I don't want you to cover everything on the jump. Cool. You know what I mean? I just want you to tell them who you are
I'm Letabo.
Okay.
Letabo Rapu.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Rapu.
Yeah.
I'm creative 20. Director.
I'm 22. 22.
Yeah.
On the 16th of December.
Yeah.
And I'm from Tembisa. Originally from Tembisa.
You actually look older than you are, man.
I know, man. I get that a lot. But you know, man, you gotta look. Gotta look nice.
Okay, so you guys, you said there's two of you, né?
Yeah, there's two of us.
And you guys have this, it's a website, né?
It's a website. And
social media pages.
It's a social media page.
Okay.
At the moment, that's what we're focusing on.
The
socials.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. And what is it that you guys do? And when did you guys decide to start doing this?
Actually, we started out in 2016. That's where it all started. And yeah, man, we just wanted to come with a story that would... I don't know how to say it, but a story that could inspire other kids, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Especially for kids like us coming from the hood.
Yeah.
You know, like from the hood, there isn't much that's exposed from the hood, you know?
Okay.
So we just wanted to have a story that we could talk about. So that's how we started with Black Creative.
Okay.
And Black Creative just wanted to show the beautiful side of Africa.
Yeah.
Because with people in Africa, they don't know like how beautiful our continent is.
Yeah, true. Know? Definitely.
So we just wanted to give them like says Nyata. You know,
sure.
Everything is European, it's American.
The standard, yeah, you know? The standard is set. The bar is set by those guys. Yeah, true.
Even if you could go like on social media, like even on Google.
Yeah.
When you can Google what's this. Just Google on just Google Africa. You're gonna see the pictures that they're gonna show you. Like they're gonna show you like our slavery time, you know. And there's so many things that are happening in Africa right now, you know.
True.
So
true.
Yeah, we just wanted to give people a different feel, like a different perspective about Africa.
And we are that continent.
Yeah.
You know, we are like right now. We are the that continent that everyone is looking at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So tell us about Hunt for Melanin, because this is all about Hunt for Melanin. Tell me about Hunt for Melanin. What is Hunt for Melanin? Why do you have Hunt for Melanin?
Like talking about this, I get like goosebumps, you know.
It's and good, man. That means it's passion, bro. It's passion.
Yeah, with Hunt for Melanin, it's a creative agency.
Yeah.
And Black Creative, so we just wanted to have a campaign where we're gonna celebrate women of color,
mm-hmm.
you know, and have a platform where we speak about our own African girls,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a lot of platforms have, even on social media, there's a stigma on how women should look,
mm-hmm.
and we just wanted to remove that stigma, you know,
okay.
and give people a different perspective on how women are. We just wanted to create something and for women to question themselves, because women are dealing with a lot.
Yeah.
They don't, like with us men, and it's so funny because a lot of people think Hunt for Melanin, the founders are women.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And even with our brothers, we don't really appreciate our women.
Yeah.
So coming, because I think everybody has that one woman.
Yeah.
Who has inspired them to do great.
Of course.
And they laugh.
Definitely.
You know,
definitely.
So we just...
I mean, they say even like behind every
behind a successful
man,
there's a woman.
Uh-huh.
But with men, they don't talk about women, you know.
Okay, we don't appreciate.
We don't really appreciate like women. The okay. only thing when we talk about women, it's when we're talking about how she looks.
Yeah.
You know, like those kind of things.
Okay, no, I get you. So then Nintendo, okay. Ntanda mantombazane.
It's no.
Then why just women? Because I need you guys are trying to expose black beauty or make
black
it,
beauty. Mm. But we want, if we started this whole thing with men,
yeah,
we wouldn't reach the masses that we are in right now. You know,
I'm not saying just men alone. I'm saying like both. I need you guys are talking about melanin. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, we're talking about
there's
melanin.
Also, there's also dark gents out there who are so insecure about their dark skin. It's not even funny.
But with what men, it's a different ball, you know?
Yeah.
With men.
Why? They want an eye flop about yeah. South Africa.
Yeah, a flop.
Tina, I'm a cheater. No one cares about us, bro. It's always a case. You know, it's different for gents. How is it different for gents? I'm black as cold,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah.
And I'm insecure about why isn't there no platform for someone like me which is going to celebrate my blackness, my black beauty.
That's true, because I was yeah. once asked like that question. Speaking
yeah.
on that,
yeah,
we as men, we don't have a platform where we express ourselves,
mm-hmm.
how we feel.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and there's a lot that we are dealing with, you know. But with women. Women are so soft,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they can't really express themselves
yeah.
as we do,
yeah,
you know.
Okay.
So with Hunt for Melanin, we just wanted to work with girls that don't have a voice
mm-hmm.
in their community,
okay,
in their society,
okay.
You know, just because even if you could look like even if I'm pretty sure there's a girl that you know from primary,
yeah,
nega movie,
hey, bruh.
Young Twan.
And
she wasn't attractive
as the other
girls.
Yeah.
As the ordinary girls.
Well, it's done piece.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm a sir.
But we had to talk about these things, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Where women are dealing with a lot of things, especially in this time right now where women are being raped, women are being abused, you know.
Killed.
Even
murdered
like,
for no reason.
You know,
like, out there,
even if you could look at like social media, when you look at women, with women, they need to show their physical appearance, like,
yeah,
for them to get like likes.
Okay, true.
You know,
and that's true.
That's
especially
true.
On social media.
You can't be a girl. Let's just say you're dark.
Yeah.
You can't express yourself if you don't have anything that you can show. If you're not attractive,
if I'll see
social media, boy. Social media is not a platform
for you. Because manje, I'll see the yellow boy, and that's true. Because I'm a yellow boy,
you know,
like a double tap.
And there's slay queens.
Yeah.
There's so many things that are happening.
And everyone, of, like, even with Slay Queens, they're all like yellow bones, actually.
Bonke.
So I was born a Slay Queen, I mean, like, Donya Manzi.
Like,
I was born Donya Manzi, a twist.
Out of 100, so. There's none, you know. There's only a few girls,
like,
you know.
Maybe five.
Maybe five. Yeah. Especially in,
true,
in Africa, there's so many beautiful dark girls.
Okay, so in our field too, you wanna make even someone or society who's like insecure about the dark skin. It's like, because I'm dark, and Instagram, we are born with the Slay Queens are all like yellows.
Yeah.
You wanna make sure even like Lomund on the side can be comfortable with, yo, I'm dark skinned, but yeah, still I'm beautiful.
We just want those girls to have a voice.
Okay.
You know, express themselves.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, so is that why you guys have like quotes on?
That's why we're always quoting
the girls.
On the girls. Okay. You know. So yeah, that's what we're focusing on. You know. Yeah.
And how do you guys pick the girls you want on your website? And I've asked you this before. How do you guys pick? It's like, what is the criteria, like, okay, Guti, she has to be someone who's like this, she has to be doing this, or do you, like, how do you guys pick your girls?
Ash, that's a hard question, because with the girls that we've worked with,
yeah,
these are just normal girls, you know?
Yeah.
And they're beautiful, they know that, but
sure.
Other people, like the society, as I said, yeah, they don't see that. You know,
okay,
and we just have like a discussion first before we work, you know, mm-hmm, so we could know the person,
yeah,
you know, and we get a lot of girls that want to work with us, but there's no criteria that we don't choose. We, okay, work with anyone.
Okay.
You know,
okay,
the, okay, whole thing about Hunt for Melanin, it's the beauty. We just want to share the beauty.
Okay. It's not like there's a criteria.
There's no criteria.
Okay. And discriminate.
As the standard bonk.
All over and I'm buffoon.
All over.
I'm a cheetah fan. I turns out I for a cheetah fan. I'm a cheetah team platform.
With guys, there's something that we're working on.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're going to work with a lot of gents.
Okay. I should be the first one.
You're going to be the first guy.
I'm joking. Yeah,
you're continue, not joking, bro. But we...
I'm playing.
Bro. There's something continue. That we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Because the whole focus right now, it's on Hunt for Melanin with okay, women, especially with what's happening, okay, in the world.
And I won't lie, like, personally, I like your guys' concept and what you guys are pushing, you know, because... like, not in our societies, we don't promote ukuthi umuntu omnyama muhle naye noma ukuthiwa uyidakdindi fully. We don't promote ukuthi, but even if you are a dakdindi, you're beautiful, you know what I mean? And that creates like insecurities and things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why I like your guys' concept, because you're just focusing mainly on black girls and you're showing them what's okay, like, you're also gorgeous.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
And that's why I like it. So, but I want to know from you, you guys, where do you see this? Like, what is the end goal? What are you trying to achieve? Like,
the end goal.
You've said, Uguti, you want to make sure that everyone knows that they're beautiful and stuff. But like, the passion, what is the fire that keeps fueling you guys from continuing with this? What do you want to see at the end?
At the end,
the impact that
the
you
impact
guys
that we
want to
do.
Yeah,
because I'm the creative director for the brand. I just want us to work with every publication around. You know,
mm-hmm,
every magazine. Every, mm-hmm, we just want to do our own shows.
Yeah,
we want to do our own. We just want to do our own thing, you know,
yeah,
in our own way. And so we registered the company as a creative agency.
When was this, bro?
Last year. We registered the company as a... So we're still starting, you know.
Fresh.
And it's quite hard.
Yeah.
That it's hard. Building a company from the ground, it's hard. But
know,
the
bro.
End goal, it's doing our own work, using our own goals.
Okay.
You know, these goals, we just want them to look... beautiful. We want to work with El Magazine. We want to work with every publication that you know.
Fresh.
You know, man.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's our goal.
And you just want to have black models.
We want to own our content.
Black power.
You know, black power.
Black excellence.
You know.
Our
and
way.
We just want to, because when you look at girls.
Yeah.
When you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one girl who's dark. Makakhula endlini.
Mm-hmm.
Abamtshela ukuthi muhle.
True. And nasestrateni.
Nasestrateni abasamtsheli.
Yeah.
You know, and it's painful for a girl growing up with that.
Yeah,
with
that's
that
true.
In her mind. And we just wanna to express herself, you know. Not
okay.
thinking that she's not beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
want her to be on the cover for a magazine.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah. So she could. Because when you look at most of these magazines, they don't really talk about what we're talking about right now, you know?
Yeah, true.
They don't talk about the circumstance that these girls had to
go through,
when
you know? Growing up, yeah.
You know, the only girl, like, when you look at Unomzamo, she talks about these things.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And some women are avoiding it, but it's true.
It's out there. It's a thing.
It's out there. It's a thing.
Yeah.
We know those people. We chill with those people.
True.
So we want them to have their voice.
Okay.
Talk.
No. I like that. And you talked about, like, you guys want to work with publications. Are there any publications that you guys have approached about this, and what was their response, if you have?
At the moment, we've tried reaching out to, what's this, Mac? We tried Al, because
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of girls that we know that Abo Lindiwe, there's this, she's very gorgeous, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, it's just hard to break through.
Yeah.
When you're starting out, you know?
But
we keen to work with anyone, you know, but we haven't found a right direction or any publication that's willing to work with us, you know.
Okay.
Because
okay.
yeah, we do want to share our story.
Okay.
We really want to share our story.
Okay. Hopefully, like, these publications are listening, or someone from these publications is listening.
Yeah.
And they can go through to your site. What is your page, Bel?
Our page, my personal page, it's Letabo Rapu, which is Letabo, then RAPOO.
Yeah.
Then for Hunt for Melanin, it's Hunt for Melanin, one word.
Okay. Yeah. And one thing I've realized now with everyone who's doing their own thing,
yeah.
you understand? Everyone is pushing more and more for merchandising or clothes to get awareness onto people.
Yeah.
Are you guys, like, planning on doing that? Are you guys doing that?
We really haven't done any of that,
mm-hmm.
but we want to work with brands like I See a Different You,
yeah.
you know, because they're doing what we're doing,
okay.
and we've
okay.
been mentored by those guys, you know,
okay,
because the whole thing is about showing Africa,
mm-hmm.
you know, same as what we're doing.
Yeah,
we really
yeah.
look up to those people, you know.
Okay, fresh.
And yeah, we just want to tell. I don't know. I think I've been repeating this question, like this answer,
yeah,
again and again.
Yeah,
but we want to have, like, a festival, you know.
Yeah,
a festival where we're gonna be celebrating women of color and everybody.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, that's dope. That's
everybody,
dope. That's
you
dope.
Know.
Exactly.
So we're looking at doing a party. It's not not a party, but we're just doing, like, looking at doing a festival
mm-hmm.
similar to Afropunk,
mm-hmm.
where we're gonna be having our own people,
yeah,
you know, because there's so many great artists,
yeah,
female artists,
yeah,
even with male artists.
So you guys want to do, like, a festival only for women?
It's not for women, but for everybody.
Okay,
you know?
Everyone can come through, but
everybody
the main
can come
focus
through
is
because we're going to be showcasing our
empowering
work,
empowering women,
because we also sell our work.
Okay,
you know,
fresh. Okay,
so
cool.
Yeah, we also sell our work. The pictures that you see,
yeah,
on our social page, we sell those pictures.
Okay.
If you want to own it,
do you guys go for, like, what's this, galleries and stuff?
Galleries,
yeah, to promote. Cause I feel like, cause I've seen your guys' work, and I feel like you can easily have such on
pictures.
A gallery, and people
yeah.
will appreciate it even more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you guys like? Are you guys going for galleries?
That's the direction that we're taking. But okay. At the moment, due to funding,
okay,
because we're funding our own company, okay, you know, which is okay, hard right now to
okay
go and approach, because we have to pay the gallery.
Yeah,
we have to pay for the space as well. You know.
Okay. Okay.
So reason why we're not doing that right now, we could do it anytime because okay we really want to do it. Yeah. But problem is the funding.
Funding.
Capital is important.
Okay. Okay. You know? So you need someone to, with a proper nice cash injection to Justin G. See,
it's, I'm a photographer, so yeah, there is a few hustles that I have.
Okay.
So okay, I fund my own company. But if
that's what I mean. Anyone,
you
need.
We need people with, like, with funds.
With the qual.
With the qual.
Also, when keep on sharing it, okay, how much you want? Okay, yo.
Yeah, we.
Someone who trusts in the vision.
There's a few people that we've reached out to.
Yeah.
But I don't think they understand our vision.
Yeah.
You know? So that's why we keep on working, because we okay know what we have.
Okay.
You know? So, but with the gallery, we're doing something soon.
Okay, no.
You know?
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna be doing some gallery things soon.
Yeah, well, soon.
Ima, we I feel like we passed on a very important topic.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
Cause the topic like women being abused and killed and all these bad things, like, it's happening more and more and more, and it's like gents are not even showing remorse now. You know what I mean? It's like
nobody's doing anything about it.
I wanna ask you, Wuti, what do you think is the reason why gents are so violent towards our own, like, women? You know what I mean? What is it that is it? How we are raised in our homes, or is it like society? Yin lens, Wuti, always. Every now and then, we hear a case, Wuti, this girl is missing and she was found dead, or this girl has been beaten up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think is the reason why men are not appreciating their women or protecting their women as they're supposed to, rather than like beating them up and all these bad things? What do you think is the is it how we are
raised?
Is that the case, or is
the
it
case
just
is
rotten apple?
We were never told to express ourselves, you know, especially when you, like, because these things happen in the hood.
Yeah, true.
You know,
true.
Killings, women being abused, these things happen at the hood.
Yeah,
that's where you see it, and nobody's doing anything about it.
Yeah,
but how it starts, it's our parents, especially, because most of the men that are abusing women come from single parents.
Uh-huh.
It's only just the mother.
Okay.
But the mother never had time to tell his son that this is how you treat a woman.
Yeah.
This is what you need to do. You know, express yourself.
Okay.
You know, because women are very expressive.
True.
But when you don't express yourself, there's so many things that you're going to do. There's anger. You know, you end up killing people.
Yeah.
Because you guys don't understand each other.
Okay.
You know, so it's important to understand nature of women before you're going to do something. Even with us, like kids, like people in our age group.
Yeah.
It's not cool to be seen expressing yourself when you say, I love this girl.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
It's sort of like,
you know, like, we don't find you cool. You know?
Yeah.
So it happens where
you have to be gangster.
You have to be gangster.
Always.
You know, you have to be a G, you know, all the time.
Because Nami, with my friends, sometimes I have a friend who's seeing this girl, yabo.
Yeah.
But for some reason, every time when he talks, we can all tell, okay, no, this guy is caught.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's caught hella.
Yeah.
But every time you say that, he's like, nah, me, I haven't caught. He's trying to be like gangster about it. But mind you can tell. And I'm always asking him, yo, bro, why don't you just accept, Uguti, you love this girl, bro? What's so difficult about that?
Problem is, we, as men, we don't want to express ourselves.
It starts with emotions.
There's a war. There's this interview that Jay-Z was talking about when he was talking about on that album. There's this great line when he said, I fuck at love. I suck at love. I think I need a do over.
Oh, you know, 444,
on 444.
Yeah,
where he was expressing himself, you know, and he even went to therapy for that.
Okay,
but there's so many things that happened in his life where you can't be seen expressing yourself.
Yeah,
because we live in a world where you need to be tough.
Yeah,
you know, and
it's
being
tough, to be tough than
you have to be tough.
Yeah,
and when you're tough, you can't express yourself. Because when you express yourself, it's gonna be like your sissy.
That's weakness.
That's weakness. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And that weakness.
You are moist. You are soft.
And when you weak, that's where you find your greatness.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
And it's understanding.
I like that.
You need to. I think what the most important thing that parents could do, especially raising a son.
Yeah.
It's telling them it's okay to cry. You know, even though things don't work out.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
There's so many things that are happening, and for you to get to where you want to go, there's so many obstacles that you have to face, and you have to express them. And if you can't talk about them, you're gonna be angry, you know. And when you see, because with women like expressing themselves. If you're a guy, if you're not working, she's gonna keep on reminding you. With women, they bring joy in our life, you know.
True.
Because they make you happy.
They even balance you in a sense.
They balance your life.
I'm actually balance you because,
you know.
I mean, one thing I've noticed, now I'm single, I had someone.
Yeah.
When I had someone, like, in between, right?
So what happened?
And you had.
It's
clean cut, young lady.
Hey,
now that I'm single, you're like, hey, and lean sing no clear and jing or little bra.
Lion's next.
Don't will come in singing. I'm a look poom and you're born a machine. You know what I mean? Like, a woman like balances you out. So, with like Women's Day approaching, what is the one thing that you'd like to like give out to ladies everywhere? Like, what is the one thing that you'd want every girl, like black girl, to know or to understand right now?
I want girls to take care of themselves, you know.
Yeah.
Respect themselves, you know.
Yeah.
They shouldn't sell themselves as objects, you know. Because with us men, for us to respect you, you have to respect yourself.
True,
you know.
True.
Don't sell yourself for things.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many material things. And it's not a bad thing wanting those things, but you have to like really respect yourself and work for everything.
Yeah,
you know, to be a phenomenal woman, you have to
work.
You have to work.
Okay,
you know.
Okay,
that's one thing I could tell the ladies out there.
Okay, no.
Yeah,
I like that, especially like because Women's Day, you know, and I feel like. So we sometimes lose the reason why we have days like Women's Day. Because it's days that are there to remind you, but like women are fragile creatures, you know.
True.
They strong, you know. Like women, I mean, personally, I feel like women are stronger than us gents.
They are. We want to be G's. When you look at documentaries, like,
you know what I mean?
I don't know if you've seen Leaga Winnie.
Yeah.
The whole story
about
Winnie.
Yeah.
You know, for us to be celebrating Mandela, we, as gents, we don't understand to Mandela ube relevant ganjan.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because
she's the woman who was fighting for this guy.
Of course.
While we didn't know anything about Mandela.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Not everybody knows the story.
And we don't even know, Guti, like how even her love even affected her love support.
You know?
For the gent, Guti, the role that it even played to him.
True.
Lasting so long in jail and actually coming out with such a spirit. You know what I mean? You'll find Guti. The women in his life were, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, Mina, I just feel like we should appreciate our women, you know. That's why I wanted to have you here.
Yeah.
Because I like the fact that you appreciate women and you show that appreciation of women, you know what I mean? Especially black women, because Every magazine is white women.
And yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to be skinny, anorexic, you know, like, that's, you have to look like whoever in the States, you know what I
you
mean?
Know,
to be like fine.
And that's one thing that we wanted to break, you know. There's so many girls that are not skinny, but they could break through in the industry.
And they fire.
They fire.
There's gang fire women, you know, there, bro.
But just because there's a criteria that you need to be slim.
And that's why I like you guys, yo.
Let's just appreciate everyone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And even with models, we don't work with models. You know, we work with everybody. We work, whether you're curvaceous, whether you're slender,
whether you're short,
whether you're short. You know, but at the end of the day, these are women. Yeah. You know, don't put them in a circle, then put the other ones on the side.
Yes, I did. Sure. I'm telling, okay.
It's better to work with everybody. You know, okay. I think it's gonna start with that. Everybody needs to work. You know,
okay.
Everybody has a story.
Yeah, true. I feel like we've covered most things. Do you have anything else you wanna share? Outside of everything we've talked about, do you have anything in your mind you want to share?
Ash. Let me think.
You know, this is the theater of the mind.
Apparently. Yeah,
you understand. So everyone who's listening, you don't know the impact that even one word is gonna have on someone on the side. You know,
true.
I mean? Because someone who's listening to this might be a girl, might be a guy, but you'd find it's something that they had to hear, or when they heard it, it did something and sparked something in them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But one thing, because I'm from a family where I've been raised by women, you know?
Yeah.
And being, as a gent, being raised by women, it's hard.
True.
Because you have to prove yourself, you know, because they don't understand what we men go through.
True stuff.
You know, and it's just hard for us, man, you know. And
I know, bro.
It's because I'm a creative person, you know.
Yeah.
So everybody, I believe everyone is a creative. Everyone, we're talking about it right now.
Yeah.
Everyone is an artist, you know, and let's just embrace that as a economy, you know. Let's not focus on school that much.
Yeah. No, we have to focus on school, bro.
We have to.
You say let's balance it out.
Let's balance, but let's have more opportunities.
Okay.
For artists.
Okay.
And creatives.
True.
You know.
True.
So if we could work with that, it's gonna be much easier.
Right.
You know, because we live in a digital world right now.
True.
Everything is happening digitally.
Yeah.
You know.
In a day.
So we just, and the most powerful thing is knowledge, you know, sharing knowledge with people, you know.
Okay.
That's information.
Okay.
You know, I think as an economy, if we could fight for information, we're going to be all right.
So we're grand.
I'm told.
We're going to be all right.
We're going to be all right.
As the great poet,
Kendrick
Lamar says, we're going to be right.
We're
going to be all right.
We're going to be all right.
Okay. Plug yourself there, my dog. Where can people find you? If there's anyone who's trying to be a part of Hunt for Melanin, how can they get a hold of you?
You can get me on Letabo. I use my name, Letabo Rapu.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Black Creative,
mm-hmm.
the company, which is Black Creative ZA. One name, there's no underscore on Instagram, Twitter, even Hunt for Melanin. It's Hunt for Melanin.
Yeah.
One word. We have our Gmail. You can send us an email. You can do anything. You can DM us. There's our contacts on our Instagram.
Yeah.
So anything that you want to do with Hunt for Melanin, we game, man.
I will. Thank you very much for coming through, my
pleasure,
brother.
Man.
I really
thanks for the love, man.
Always. Don't worry about it. Okay, that was it for this week. And I hope that even now, a gent on the side there listening, if you are and you have a beautiful duck dini there, you're just not sure what he
appreciate though.
You know what I mean? What he ushawa ipi is a good ape, but zuti in about umvalele saiti. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you are barbing jal.
Yeah.
Let's appreciate our women. With Women's Month coming through, I really hope that all of us show appreciation for our women, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are the mothers of our kids, you know?
Yeah.
Those are our sisters, you know?
Yeah.
Those are our mothers, you know what I mean?
True.
And if we don't, like, show appreciation, then what is it that we are doing, yo?
What are we teaching?
What are we teaching? Yeah. Exactly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Away, aye. This was Tetanati, and we are out. Aware.